Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Jungle Genius, the game talk show where the contestants will answer questions to see who will be awarded the most jackfruits and become the Jungle Genius. I'm your host, The Mask, and this is my jungle, the jungle of the journey of knowledge. Many a venomous serpent and poisonous thorn lies within. Few are the fruits which benefit the soul. Attempting to collect those fruits today, we have Sister Sayyida Fatima Ali, mother of three and co-host of Hausa Life from Canada.
Assalamu alaikum everyone.
And who is this young darling sticking out like a kangaroo out of its pouch?
This is Zainab Masuma Haider.
And on the opposing team we have Sister Zainab Virani, student at Mufid University in the holy city of Qum and translator from India.
Assalamu alaikum everyone.
Welcome to both of you, dear honourable and respected sisters. You're going to be awarded points by yours truly for either answering a question correctly or if you bring an interesting fact, thought or observation to the table. But what is the subject of today's discussion? Here's your clue.
It's apple. It's a fruit.
You guessed correctly. We're going to be talking about fruits. That's the subject. It is a fruit on a man's face. Basically, this is a very famous painting. It's a painting by the Belgian surrealist painter René Magritte. And it's dealing with the unknown. Very interesting indeed. So, to start you sisters off, what do apples, peaches, and raspberries have in common with roses?
They're all red?
That's a good guess.
Apples, peaches, and what did you say?
Raspberries.
Apple, peaches, and raspberries that has similar to roses.
Roses. Think about biology and how fruits are categorized.
No idea. We need help.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
We need help.
They are part of the same family. Here's a question. Why do apples sink when you put them in water?
They don't sink.
Sister Zainab Virani is correct. They don't actually sink. They float.
Because they're 25% air?
What? Okay, you get a point. Yeah, you get a jackfruit. You get a jackfruit right there. Excellent. How did you get that? You're absolutely right. So it was a trick question. Apples actually float. And the reason for why they float is they're 25% air. So the next question. Which plant produces fruit only once before dying?
Which plant produces a fruit only once before dying? Any help? Any clue?
Well, there's a particular fruit, quite a unique fruit in the way that it looks. And it only gets produced once, and then the plant dies. Can you guess which fruit it is?
Is it a very common fruit that we eat every day?
Not really.
Why do I think I knew this? I think I might have read it somewhere.
Is it the lychee?
No. Good guess. It's actually pineapple. So pineapple is a perennial plant that flowers and produces a single pineapple.
And then it dies.
Wow.
And then it dies. Yeah. SubhanAllah, right?
The whole plantation goes to waste?
Yeah. And check this out. The Latin name for pineapple is ananas commosus.
It's Farsi.
Yeah.
Ananas.
It's Hindi ananas.
Urdu.
Hindi. Yeah, it's ananas.
All right. Okay, so here's another question. In fiqh, which fruit is haram to consume and commonly known to become najis, ritually impure? How did you guess that?
Sorry, grapes, I just knew it.
One jackfruit for you. How did you get that?
I'm Maulana's wife. So he repeats these things to me all the time.
That's right. So,
interesting thing about grapes. When we were young, my mom didn't allow us to eat mixed fruit jams because it contained grapes. And she was like, it might have turned into wine in the process, so you're not going to eat it.
so
hard. My mom used to do something similar. She'd be like, let's not eat this, just in case.
She did the right thing. So basically,
if they go,
I'm giving another jackfruit to Sister Zainab Virani there, because that was an interesting little anecdote, and it will help the viewers to remember, actually. If you boil grapes, they actually become najis. Well, they become haram for you to eat. You have to make sure you boil them until 2/3 of the liquid disappears. Then you can eat it. All right? Excellent work, by the way. I wasn't expecting anyone to get it. Okay, so next question. Which fruit should you eat if you suffer from heartburn?
Apples? No, it's not apples. Sorry, I've got the three pregnancies.
So is it a banana?
I think I know.
It is a banana. Was that just a guess?
Oh my god. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
A jackfruit.
She said it before I even said it. Because I was trying to think which is the food that I had in my three pregnancies. Because the ninth month, the last month, is where you get a lot of heartburn. So I remember my doctor telling me, have a banana.
Excellent.
So I'm like, that reminded me. Good. But she said it first. In this game, it's like, who's going to say it first? So she gets the jackfruit.
No. I'm going to have to give you a jackfruit as well for that interesting fact. I didn't know that doctors actually recommend it when you're pregnant. That's fantastic. Okay, so next question. In the Quran, who leans on a date tree and why?
Baby Maryam.
Excellent.
During the time of her labor, because she needs to eat something, and it's a date. The first thing she eats is date, and that is why you're recommended to eat 7 dates. The first thing should be.
These are all pregnancy related facts.
Listen, the first thing you're supposed to. It's recommended. So the first thing you should eat after giving birth is 7 dates. So that's why I did as well.
And you're right. We actually have a hadith that say that 7 dates should be consumed. So 2 jackfruits for you. That was excellent.
And there's a story here that Rasulullah gave 300. Trees, date trees, to a Jewish man to free Salman Farsi, who was the closest companion of Rasulullah.
Excellent. A jackfruit for you. So you were right. It was Lady Mary or Maryam, and it was when she was in labor pain. In the holy month of Ramadan, it's common for Muslims to open their fast and do iftar with dates. But according to a hadith, can you guess which food is best for the believer at suhoor time?
Is it dates again?
Yes, it's dates again. Another jackfruit for Sister Zainab Virani. So, next question. What is this?
Boss.
Nope. Good guess.
Is that a vegetable?
No, it's a fruit. It's an uncommon fruit, for sure.
I'll give you a hint. This is a fruit which everyone is familiar with. It's a very, very common fruit. But this is what it looked like before it was domesticated by humans.
Banana.
It is actually banana.
It is banana.
Yes, it is banana. How did you guess that?
How did humans make it seamless?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so, what I was thinking.
First things first, there's a jackfruit there for you, Sister Seda. So this is actually what bananas look like before they were domesticated by humans.
But how do you domesticate a fruit?
Just like we've domesticated animals. This is what bananas look like before they were domesticated by humans. Before banana was what it is today, a creamy, sweet fruit, well, technically a berry, it went through a lot of changes through selective breeding.
Yeah. Imagine like trying it. To eat like the, it's like there's like a seed in the mid, they're like full of seeds.
Yeah.
So you keep on replanting the same seed, not the same seed, but the slightly better seed, and then
slightly better, and slightly better.
What is this? It's another fruit or vegetable before it became domesticated.
It's a vegetable or is it a fruit?
It's a vegetable this time. I don't want to throw you off guard.
Carrot?
Yes.
What?
It is indeed a carrot, another jackfruit for you. This is what carrots actually look like before they were
domesticated. Wait, can I see it again, please?
It looks like some branches.
That is how a carrot used to look? Like the sides or the middle? Who painted it?
Can you imagine for a moment walking around in the wild and just digging up bright orange fat carrots? Doesn't happen. Even if you compare the carrots we have in Iran to the carrots that we have, for example, in the UK.
The carrots in Iran are very sweet. Like one of the most famous fruit juices, carrot juice in Iran, it's called Abe Havid. And I think it's when you try it, the first time I came to Iran, I don't know what you thought about it, but the first time I came to Iran, I was like, this is going to be so bitter and weird, because back home carrots aren't this sweet. I don't know how it's in India, but in Canada.
No, they're really sweet.
Yeah, and we used to have a lot of carrot juice. I've never had fruit juice, like carrot fruit juice in Canada. So when I came, I was like, wow, this is just so good.
Another jackfruit for you, and you're right. The carrots in Iran are particularly sweet.
They're really nice. She's winning, I give up.
She's winning.
That
no,
I'm good.
Not.
What are you going to do with so many jackfruit skins?
I'm going to take.
But that is another example of domestication. The way that Iranians have domesticated carrots and the way that Westerners have done it is different. All right, final one to catch you guys off guard. What was this?
Sweet.
Again, it's not really a fruit.
Is it a grain?
Yes.
It's barley?
Nope.
It's oats?
No.
Quinoa?
Well, what is
it's
it?
It's bigger.
What?
Right,
is it a fruit or a vegetable? What is it?
We would classify it as a vegetable. But I'll give you a clue. Right now, this is much bigger
rice?
And yellower.
That is really... That...
Vegetable.
Don't guess it. Let me guess this one, please. I need to use the point. No.
This is how it used to look.
And it's a vegetable.
Is this corn?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Jackfruit.
That's really good.
Zainab, jackfruit.
That is actually what sweet corn used to look like before humans meddled in nature and changed it into something which is actually a lot more beneficial for human beings today. Which fruit is commonly referred to as the fruit of Jannah?
Finar. Pomegranate.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
You're right, it is the pomegranate or anar. I have to give you a jackfruit for that.
This is the final question. Which two fruits does Allah swear by in the verse of the Quran?
Watin wa zaytun. I said it first.
Oh.
Sister Zainab, you just got that and you get two jackfruits for that.
Take all the jackfruits, I don't need them.
I'm going to set up my shop right opposite yours.
It's time to count up the jackfruits. Sister Zainab Virani has.
I think you won though.
No, 8 jackfruits.
Then you must be having like what, 20?
No, I didn't get 20. No.
Sister Seda has 8 jackfruits. Excellent work, both of you. That was absolutely fantastic. It's a tie. Nobody's going home empty-handed as we've all learned something new. Dear viewers, we hope that you enjoyed today's incredible journey of learning about fruits. Inshallah, we'll see you next time on Jungle Genius, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.